Thank you for calling customer support. This is Morgan speaking. How can I help you?
Who'd you say it was? I'm sorry.
Customer support. We're a third-party call center.
What was your name, please?
Morgan, M-O-R-G-N.
Morgan. Okay, Morgan. Okay, this is Patricia Simons, and I was looking at my credit card charges today, and I saw I had a charge for Pure Sound Technology. And I had no idea what that was for.
Yes, ma'am.
And so I called and found out what it was, and it was for Essence skin serum.
Yes, ma'am. Can I get your zip code?
34203.
I'm sorry, what was that?
34203. Yes.
You said your first name was Patricia?
That's correct.
And what was your last name?
Simons.
Could you spell your last name?
S-I-M-O-N-S.
S as in Sam, I, M as in Mary, O, N as in Nancy, S as in Sam.
That's correct.
And how much was that charge for?
Well, the first charge was $6.95, and the second one on the 16th was for $126.87.
Yes, ma'am. Give me one moment. Yes, ma'am. Could it be under a different name?
No.
Yes, ma'am.
Only Patricia Simon.
Yeah, the last 4 digits of the card that was charged.
$57.50.
You said that's 5750.
That's correct.
Yes, ma'am. So with that last 4 digits of the card, the only account I have is for Donald Simons. Are you familiar with a Donald?
Nope. Okay, I'll take. Okay.
Yes, ma'am. So you would probably need to contact your bank because we don't have any accounts matching that information.
Well, I called another number. And I talked to a Frank, and he was very, very snotty and more or less hung up on me. And he said, so what I did, I went and Googled it to find out what that was. Because when I ordered the sample, I read through there and made sure, you know, I wasn't getting charged for anything else. Well, come to find out, you have to go way down to the bottom, and if you hit terms something, well, then you pull up something, you have to read a book. Well, that's where I took your phone number out of there. It was for another kind of a cream, and which I didn't. I was just trying to find something that I could find out for this terms and things, whatever it was it says that you're supposed to read. Like I said, it's about clear down the bottom of the thing. I had to scroll way down. I finally found it, and then I hit it, and then it was like a book you had to read, and it tells you if you don't mail it back within or call it within 14 days, then you charge. Well, then I was charged for $127.87. And it was for Pure Sound Technology, for a serum, a facial serum.
Yes, and so with that zip code and last four digits, I don't see any accounts for Patricia. You would need to either call your bank, or do you have the product that you ordered?
Do I have the what?
The product that you ordered, do you have it?
Yeah.
You can call the number that's located on the back of that product.
Okay. If I can read it, I can hardly read it. I was trying to read something on it. It's so tiny. But maybe I can get a magnifying glass and read it. I don't know. But anyway, apparently it's not your company. Who are you with then?
We're a third-party call center. We represent for more than one company.
Okay, you don't have Essence. When I Googled up Essence, this is one of the phone numbers I got.
Yes, and we're a call center. You would need to call your bank or call the number that's located on the back of that bottle.
Okay, well, I appreciate your help, Morgan, but I didn't appreciate being charged $126 for half a 0.5 ounces of facial stuff.
Yes, and so you would have to call the company where you placed the order from.
I tried to find it. I couldn't find the ad where I had it before. I Googled Essence, and this is the phone number that come up with it.
Yes, you would have to call the number that's on the product.
Okay. I appreciate your help.
Yes, Sam. Thanks for calling customer support. You have a great day.
Bye.